Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Hello and welcome to this, the RTC Weekly Download. I'm your host, Jim Dolan. Well, we're going to do a unique thing this week and next week. We're going to have a radio movie in two parts. And it's I Love a Mystery and The Million Dollar Curse. And what we've done is edited the episodes together, which were 14 minutes apiece, into two roughly hour and 15 minute shows. So I hope you enjoy it. It's The Million Dollar Curse from I Love a Mystery, Part 1.
The Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery, transcribed.
That's all you're doing. Just asking.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing. Just asking. When you found out we couldn't get delivery on that plane for 2 weeks, why'd you go ahead and order it?
Because we want an airplane.
But there's other airplane factories. Why'd you tell them to go jump in a lake?
Because this is the kind of plane we want.
Well, just the same, it looks to me like...
Oh, forget it, will you, Doc? We've been over this once. We've been over it a dozen times.
Well, I'd like to know what we're going to do in San Diego for 2 whole weeks.
Sit here and like it. Besides, supposing we had the plane. We haven't got any plans. What would we do with it?
Well, I could think of something, I bet you.
Such as what?
Well, how about flying to the Hawaiian Islands?
And what would we do after we got to Hawaii?
Well, I hear they got some mighty good-looking hula girls in Hawaii.
Oh, nuts.
Well, okay, then. How about a nonstop flight from here to Singapore?
Yeah, or Timbuktu.
You don't like that either, huh?
No, I don't like that either, huh?
Well, we ain't been to Central America for quite a spell.
Well, now that's some better.
You kind of like that, huh?
I don't know. What will we do when we get there?
Well, how do we know? There's always something interesting to do in them countries down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I'll say it ain't. There's a lot of hot stuff down yonder besides food. And I don't mean the weather.
I wonder what Reggie'd say to Central America.
Oh, what the heck? Reggie don't care. If me and you say Central America, then Reggie says Central America.
We'll have to steer clear of Guatemala.
Oh, they probably forgot us by this time.
Don't you think they have? And there's one thing I don't want to do, spend the rest of my life in a Central American jail.
Boy, boy, do they have filthy hoosegows down there. Then it's Central America, sure enough?
Yeah, let's sleep on it. No, it sounds good.
And here we gotta wait 2 weeks before we can get started.
Now, Doc, don't start that again. Hey, where'd Reggie go anyway?
He said he's going over and sit in the lobby of one of them big hotels and look at the pretty women.
Reggie said that?
Well, I said it and he didn't deny it.
Not Reggie.
No, I reckon he's over at the airplane plant, keeping an eye on our ship.
Now, that's more like it.
Yeah, he was saying this morning he's going to see that every bolt and wire that went into our plane is going to be right.
Well, he's the boy who can tell.
I'll bet he's about as popular as a mad dog over there.
He won't let that worry you. What's the idea? Who are you calling now?
Same place. Hello? Give me room service.
Hey, you're not going to eat again.
Well, what else is there to do?
But this is the fourth time.
Hello? Room service? Well, looky, send up half a dozen fried ham and egg sandwiches. Yeah, half a dozen. And a quarter milk. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all. Wait a minute. You want any, Jack?
No, I don't want any.
Okay, that's all. And don't take all day.
Don't you realize at 6 o'clock we'll get down to dinner as soon as Reggie gets here?
Well, what the heck? 6 sandwiches ain't gonna hurt anybody's appetite.
Well, not yours, anyway.
Hey, Jack.
Huh?
You done any thinking about the maestro and Nashie lately?
No. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I keep feeling kind of bad. The maestro went and got himself sent up for life.
He was lucky not to get the gas chamber.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I keep seeing his big fat carcass is sitting on a stone bench in one of them little old cells. He wasn't made for that sort of thing.
Pretty tough, all right.
It's sure swell of you to get Nashie that job.
Oh, why not? She'd have starved to death without the maestro if somebody hadn't done something for her.
Yeah, she sure did depend on him a lot.
Dancing in a nightclub up in Hollywood isn't much of a job.
Well, just the same, the crowd sure go for her.
Well, it's a meal ticket anyway. She's as good as they seem to think she is. Maybe she'll get something better.
That poor old maestro. I wonder if he'll try any of his magic tricks up in the big house. Well, open the door. Come on in.
I can't. The door's locked.
Oh, hey, Jack, open the door for the waiter, will you?
Certainly not. They're your sandwiches.
Well, of all the two-tailed sippy cats.
Hey, you're going to open this door, ain't you?
Well, ain't you got a key?
No, I ain't got no key.
Oh, okay, I'll get up. Just plain accommodating, ain't you?
Well, they're not my sandwiches.
Well, don't ask for one either.
Don't worry.
Hey, this guy's enough.
I'm a-coming. Keep your britches on.
Oh, thanks, pal.
Well, hey, where's the sandwiches? I said, where's the sandwiches?
What sandwiches?
Well, ain't you the waiter?
No, I ain't the waiter.
Oh, you ain't, huh?
That's right, buddy. I ain't the waiter.
You don't say.
Sure, I say. And don't neither of you boys bat an eye on account of I'm a torpedo and I'm hot.
You hear that, Jack?
Yeah.
I don't see no shooting pistol.
What you think this bulge in the coat pocket is? A birthday present.
Oh, so you're a torpedo and you got to drop on us. Well, what about it?
You got cash?
Well, what about it, Jack? We got any cash?
A little.
Yeah, we got a little cash, son.
And how about shelling out?
Oh, I get you now.
What do you mean you get me?
Well, you're one of these people who advocates the redivision of wealth.
I don't get you. No, don't move your hands.
I mean you want half of everything we've got.
Wrong.
I am?
You bet. I want all of everything you got.
Just a doggone haul.
All right, come on, come on. Cut the gab. I'm passing the collection plate. Shell out.
Well, now, fella, when you put it like that...
Hey, who's that?
Probably the waiter with Doc's sandwiches.
Waiter, huh? You let me handle this. And a first mug that speaks out of turn gets hot lead in his sandwiches.
You ordered sandwiches?
That's right. Bring them in and set them down.
Sure.
What kind of sandwiches are they?
Fried ham and egg.
Yeah? The egg's fried soft.
How can you eat a soft egg in a sandwich?
Well, what you standing there for?
I usually get a tip.
Oh, so you want a tip, huh?
Yeah.
Well, take a tip from me, buddy. Do something about that sore throat.
That ain't no sore throat.
It ain't?
No, I had my tonsils cut out and some of my vocal cords come out with them.
Get out. Get out of here.
No tip?
No tip.
Now, I am glad I spilled them sandwiches on the floor.
Spilled them on the floor, huh? Well, they don't look spilt to me.
Hey, let them sandwiches alone. They're mine.
Quiet, buddy. Ham and egg sandwiches are my favorite fruit.
Why, blast your ornery hide.
Hey, that's good, too. What's that stuff in the bottle?
It's a milk, and you leave it be.
You drink it?
Of course I drink it.
Huh. I ain't had no milk since I cut my milk tooth. Almost forgot how it tastes.
Jack, are we just going to sit here and let him eat my sandwiches and drink my milk?
I am.
Well, I ain't that blamey.
Sit down.
Sit down, nothing.
Sit down. Or would you rather have a hole in your middle?
Doc, don't be a fool.
Well, that makes me just plain mad.
Ah, that's better. Hey, say, that milk ain't such bad stuff. No wonder babies cry for it. Go swell with sandwiches.
You gonna eat them all?
Thanks, Bill. I don't mind if I do. And say, how about ringing downstairs and having them send up some chocolate cake?
Well, I'll be doggone if I will.
You don't like chocolate cake?
No, I don't.
Well, I ain't adverse to a slug of coconut cake. You like coconut cake?
No. And I don't like banana cake.
What? You don't like banana cake?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's too bad. Hey, hold it. I'm going to have me another slug of milk.
Get him, Doc.
You bitch.
Hey, look out, man. Hey.
doing, Jack?
I got it.
Now then, get up on your feet.
Hey, cut out the rough stuff, huh?
Eat my sandwiches, will you?
Hey, you shouldn't have knocked him out, Jack.
Why not?
Now we got a body on our hands.
Yeah? Well, just open the door.
What for?
Well, just open it. I'll show you. Yeah, kind of hefty at that.
What do you think you're going to do with him?
You see that linen closet across the hall?
Huh? Oh, I see. You want some help?
Nope. Just open the closet door. There. Let him sleep off my sandwiches in there.
I wonder what gave him the idea he could come into our room and hold us up in the first place.
Oh, probably just one of them smart operators.
Yeah. Well, by the time we get back into our room and clean up a bit, Reggie ought to be here.
Yeah, come on. I'm hungry.
Hey, Doc. Listen.
Doggone. Will you listen to that little she-girl cry?
It's coming from the room right next to ours.
You think we ought to do something?
I don't know.
Yeah, come on. It ain't right to let a little old she-girl cry like that.
Well, I guess it won't hurt to rap on the door.
Yeah. Try the knob. Unlocked?
Yeah.
Open it a crack. Let's see what's going on.
We may get our heads knocked off for this.
Hey, look. All alone, just laying there on the bed, sobbing her heart out.
Yeah. Well, what do we do now?
Well, I don't know.
I do. Come on in.
Who's there?
Hello.
Who are you?
We're from next door. We heard you crying. Is there anything we can do?
No. No. Go away.
Hey, we can't leave you here crying like
go
that.
Go away if you know what's good for you. Go away.
All we want to do is...
If you know what's good for you, stay away from me.
Why do you keep saying that?
It's true. Something horrible happens to every man who knows me.
Hey, what sort of something?
Death. Horrible thing. Oh, I want to die. I want to die.
Oh, that's silly.
I'm an enemy of society. Killing the things I love. Bringing death to those who try to help me.
You do all that?
Yes. It's the Richard curse. I'm evil. Evil. Don't touch me.
Who are you? What are you doing in my room?
I'm Jack Packard. This is Doc Long.
I still don't know who you are or what you're doing here.
Well, there are three of us. Reggie's out just at the moment. Three men looking for adventure.
You mean soldiers of fortune?
Well, not in the ordinary sense, but the term does help to explain us. We like excitement. When we find something that interests us, we go after it.
And hearing me crying in my room interested you?
Yes. Now, if we can help you...
But you can't. Nothing will help but to put an end to my miserable life.
Hey, you stop talking like that.
You mean you came to this hotel with the intention of taking your own life?
Yes.
But you're young and beautiful.
And evil.
Hey, what kind of talk is that?
There's no use talking about it. Everywhere I go, I spread death and destruction.
You haven't told us your name yet.
Sonny Richards. Sonia, but they call me Sonny.
Say, that's swell. Sonny, you wipe them tears away and Sonny fits you like the paper on the wall.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You're beautifully dressed. That bracelet on your wrist must have cost a lot of money. Everything about you says money. You must have come from a very wealthy family.
There is no family. It's just me.
I see. Then you're wealthy in your own right.
Money, what good is it? What good when...
When what?
When everything I touch turns to dust and ashes under my fingers.
Do you mind explaining?
Why should I?
Tell us what's wrong and let us decide whether we can help you.
It's hopeless.
Well, tell us. If we think it's hopeless, we'll walk out of here and let you go ahead and do what you intended to do.
Do you mean that?
I promise. Now then, what is it?
It's the Richard curse.
What do you mean?
Every other generation, it falls on some member of the family. Four generations ago, it was my great aunt, four times removed. Two generations ago, it was my grandmother. It always falls on one of the women. And this generation, it's me.
Well, what is this Richard curse?
The great aunt caused the death of her husband, And then she caused the death of her four children.
You mean she murdered
them? Oh, no. She loved them dearly. It was accidental. She was cleaning her husband's gun, and it went off and killed him. And the children were burned to death in their home. She'd locked them in while she was away from the house because they were so little. And when she came back, the house was burned
up.
But
accidents.
It's a curse. It's been in the family for generations.
Well, what about your grandmother?
Grandmother was kind and gentle. She wore a little knitted shawl around her shoulders, and she spent all her spare time reading her Bible. But she was cursed. When she was a little girl, the first man she loved was thrown from a horse and killed.
But that wasn't her fault.
Wait. The next man who loved her fell off a cliff to his death.
Was she there at the time?
No.
Well, then, don't you see how silly...
And then she married my grandfather. And after my mother and my uncle were born, he was drowned. And then when my uncle was 15, she shut him up in a closet to punish him. And he was suffocated.
Hey.
And it's always been that way. What are the women in every other generation?
And now what about you?
Well, I'm worse than any of them.
Maybe. Let's hear it.
First it was my mother and father.
You was the cause of their death?
Yes. I wanted to be a flyer. I learned to pilot a plane. And one day I got them to go up with me.
The plane fell?
They were both killed.
No, please. Please try not to cry.
Come on, it's all right. I haven't much cry left in me.
Here, use my handkerchief.
Thank you.
You were an only child?
Yes. But then about a year ago, I became engaged. Phil. We'd only been engaged 3 months when his car went over a cliff and it...
Dead, huh?
No. But he was so badly hurt he'll always be a bedridden cripple.
Oh, fella, that's too bad.
He would have been better off if he had been killed.
But it wasn't your fault.
Wait. About 6 months ago, I began letting Roger come and see me. I was still in love with Phil, but I should go out a little. And one night, just as he was leaving my house, he was held up and shot.
Did they catch the gunman?
No.
Any more?
Yes. There was an old friend of my father's. He used to visit me sometimes, and about 4 months ago, he fell down the front steps at my house. And he was hurt so badly that he never recovered.
Hey, I'm beginning to think you got something with that curse.
I knew you'd believe me.
I don't.
But there's no other explanation. Things like that don't happen to other people.
You weren't connected in any way with any of these things. They're unfortunate, but you've nothing to do with them. You've let them prey on your mind until you've become morbid.
Morbid?
Yes, you've developed a guilt complex, if that's all.
It isn't. Yesterday, it happened again.
You mean somebody else died because of you?
Yes. I was to have had lunch yesterday with Freddy. I'd only met him a week ago. Well, he didn't keep the engagement, so I rang up his home. And you know what they told me? You know what had happened?
What?
Suicide. He killed himself with a gun in his bathroom.
Sonny, stop it.
That's funny, isn't it? You struck me?
Well, get hold of yourself. Yeah, that's it. Cry. It'll do you lots more good.
I wish I were dead. I wish I were dead.
Jack, this is awful.
Oh, go away. Go away and let me do what I've got to do.
We're not going anywhere.
But you promised.
I said we'd go if there wasn't anything we could do.
Oh, you can.
I'd like to try.
Oh, you fools. You fools. Get out of here. Don't you understand? It'll happen to you, too.
What do you mean by that?
Everybody who comes near me is cursed, and you're the same as dead being in this room with me. Now go away. Go away. I can't bear anymore.
If we're willing to take that risk, what's it to you?
I don't want any more blood on my hands. I can't stand it. Don't you understand? I can't stand it.
You can stand it for 2 weeks, can't you?
Two weeks?
Yes. Give us 2 weeks to find out what's the matter.
Oh, I know what's the matter.
Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
You say the Richard curse is on you. All right. Give us 2 weeks to lay that curse.
Oh, you can't cure a curse.
I'll bet money we can.
But it's something evil in me. Something evil that will live and die with me.
And I say we can kill the curse without killing you.
You believe that?
Certainly I believe it. I believe it so much I'll make you a proposition. You give us 2 weeks to lay your curse, and if we fail by then, we leave you alone to destroy yourself without lifting a finger.
Oh, but your own lives are in danger.
We'll take that chance.
No, no, you mustn't. I'm nothing to you.
Hey, wait a minute, sugar. Of course you're something to us.
I am?
You're darn right you are. Well, this here world needs all the pretty little old female girls it can get.
I don't understand.
But Doc means you're beautiful. But it's always an unforgivable crime to destroy beauty.
Is that what you meant?
Well, yeah, I didn't say it is pretty, but that's the idea.
Put it this way. From the beginning of time, men have fought and died for beauty. It's one of the few things in the world worth fighting for. And you're a beauty. You're worth saving. We think you're worth enough to fight for you. And it's our right, and you can't stop us.
No one ever said anything like that to me before.
Then you agree?
Yes.
Now, under no circumstances, no matter what happens, you won't try to kill yourself for 2 weeks.
Yes. I promise.
Good. Now get up and go in the bathroom and wash the tears off your face.
Oh, I know I shouldn't hope. But I do.
Go on. Make yourself more beautiful than you are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, you asked for it, fella.
What do you mean?
Well, you know as well as I do, you can't cure curses. What you think you are, a witch doctor?
Curse, huh?
Yeah, curse.
The vernacular of Archimedes, nuts.
Now, looky, Jack, 6 people connected to Sonny had been killed.
5 killed, 1 hurt.
But hurt so bad he might as well be dead. What was his name?
Phil.
Well, you can't tell me that all those folks just happened to die, and all within a year.
That does sound fishy. There must be a reason for it.
The Richard curse.
Something besides the Richard curse.
But there ain't no sense to that. They was all accidents. Well, anyway, ways that she couldn't have had nothing to do with. Her papa and mama in the plane crash, her lover Phil in the auto crash, one guy shot by a robber, and one fell downstairs, and the last one killing himself in his own bathroom.
Well, they don't seem to tie together very well, do they?
Except for the curse.
Now, look, Doc, I want you to stop mentioning that curse business.
But, Jack...
Especially in front of her. Never mention it.
Well, what's the idea?
I want her to forget it. Get it out of her mind. It's an unhealthy thought, and she can't have a healthy mind until she gets rid of it.
Well, son, all I gotta say... Well... Visitors.
Good evening, gentlemen.
You were looking for something?
Yes, Sonny Richard.
Sonny?
Just a minute, Doc. Who are you?
My name is Marks, Leslie Marks. I'm Miss Richard's attorney.
Attorney, huh?
And the executor of the Richards estate.
I see.
Now then, what right have you to question me? Who are you? What are you doing in Sonny's room?
We're friends of Miss Richards.
Friends?
That's what I said.
Friends. How long has this been going on?
Long enough.
Sonny hasn't been having many friends lately.
Why not?
Apparently you haven't been her friends long enough to hear of the Richard curse.
Are you one of the people who's been filling her mind with that sort of nonsense?
Pretty serious nonsense. 5 people killed, 1 injured for life.
I know all about that. Doc.
Yeah?
Tell Sonny to come out of the bathroom.
Sure, I'll get it.
How long have you known that Sonny was in this hotel?
I found out 15 minutes ago. I've had private operatives out looking for her ever since she disappeared from home this morning.
You know why she came here? So you do know.
I suspected. That's why I was so frantic to find her.
Marks. There, that's him, Jack.
Well, Sonny?
Hello, Leslie.
I've come to take you home.
All right.
We're going with you, you know.
What's that?
Why not? Got the household to myself.
Yes, but these men, who are they? What right?
We're taking the right. We're Sonny's bodyguard.
Well, that's ridiculous. Sonny is your attorney.
As Sonny's attorney, you can go take a jump at yourself.
So, you won't be warned.
About what?
The Richard curse.
Please, Leslie, please.
Listen, hey, take your hand off me.
If I ever hear you mention that curse again in the presence of Sonny, I'll tear you limb from limb. Now get out.
Look here. Get out.
Get your things together, Sonny. We're going home with you.
You shouldn't have done that. He won't take that.
Shucks, honey. This is only the beginning. Only the beginning.
Now then, Sonny, if you're ready, we're going to start taking you apart.
Taking me apart?
Yeah, see what makes you click.
This sounds very desperate.
Pull down that other blind over there, Reggie.
Quiet.
And what I mean is, I want to know everything you can tell us about yourself. Don't skip the intimate details. They may be important.
Important for what?
In finding the source of the influence that seems to have surrounded you.
You mean the Richard curse?
And I refuse to recognize any such thing as a curse.
Then what do you call it?
I'd say an evil influence.
That means the same thing.
Well, now then, let's get started on you.
Hey, just a minute before you get too serious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want to mention, I think Sonny's just about the prettiest 1949 model female yet.
Why, Doc?
Well, what is it that you got, honey, that other girls ain't got?
Oh, Doc, you're swell.
No, honest. When you come downstairs in them lounging pajamas, my heart done a flip-flap.
Flip-flop.
Huh?
Flip-flop, not flip-flap.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, Sonny, if you ever feel in the mood for some sparking, I'm the red-headed Texan that can fix you up and no holds barred.
Thank you, Doc. I'll remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that Doc's got romance off his chest, let's get down to business. Reggie?
Yes?
I want you to take down names and dates as we come to them.
Right-o.
All right. Now, first, Sonny, I want the names of all the people in any way associated with you. Is that a big order?
No, not very. I'm pretty much let alone now.
All right, let's begin right here in your own house. Who takes care of you here?
Jackson.
He's the Negro butler?
Yes. His wife is in the kitchen, and I have a Negro chambermaid for the upstairs work.
They've been with you a long time?
Jackson and his wife have been here ever since I was a little girl, and they're very devoted. The upstairs girl has been here for 2 years.
Now then, what about that attorney fellow who came up to your hotel room?
Leslie Marks?
Yes, Marks.
Well, he and my father were close friends. He's been the family attorney as long as I can remember. That's why Father named him executor of his estate until I reached the age of 25.
And how old are you now?
24.
You're fond of Marks?
Well, he's been very kind, but he is domineering. He has a violent temper, and lately I'm afraid we've quarreled quite a lot.
About the estate?
Yes.
Can you tell us what it was about?
Well, I needed extra money over my regular allowance. Quite a lot of extra money.
Why?
On account of Phil.
Oh, yes. Phil was the man you were engaged to and was injured in that automobile accident.
Yes. See, Phil hasn't any money of his own. He was the pro at the golf club. That's how I met him. He taught me to play golf.
I see. And so when he was injured, you took it on yourself to pay his hospital expenses?
Yes. Everything.
And your attorney objected?
Yes. He said that I wasn't obligated to take care of Phil, and that as my trustee, he wasn't in a position to give me the extra money. And so we quarreled.
He didn't give you any extra money then?
Oh, yes, some. But mostly I've had to skimp on my allowance to take care of Phil.
Hey, but looky, Sonny. What does this Phil fella have to say about you paying his way?
Well, at first he was too ill to realize. And then when he did find out, he made a fuss, but now he just seems to be resigned.
Well, doesn't Phil have any folks?
Only a younger brother, Arthur. He just passed 18, and I'm awfully worried about him.
Why?
Well, since Phil has been hurt, Arthur has had no steadying influence. I've tried to do what I could, but he won't have anything to do with me. He blames Phil's accident on me. And, of course, he's right.
You mean the boy actually blames the Richard curse for his brother's auto accident?
Yes.
Oh. I'd like very much to talk to Arthur. Where can I find him?
He lives in a boarding house, 69 Jameson Street.
You got that, Reggie?
Yes.
Who pays his room and board?
I do.
Hey, he don't like you, but he'll take money from you.
Yes.
Great kid, little Arthur.
All right, now then, what other business or social contacts have you?
No one that's close. Acquaintances at the golf club. That's about all.
That is natural. What about men?
No. Not now.
What a beautiful young woman like you with a fortune in your lap. Should be honorable young men and fortune hunters all over the place.
Not anymore. I am attractive and my money is attractive, but the curse has scared them away.
The story of this curse actually is as widespread as that?
Everyone knows.
Yes, and everyone believes.
What would you believe under the circumstances? Within 1 year, my mother and father killed, my fiancé crippled for life, one suitor shot outside my door by robbers, an old family friend falls down my front steps and dies, and still another suitor shoots himself to death. Wouldn't that drive you off?
Sure. All within a year.
The police have investigated each of these deaths, of course.
Naturally.
No results?
No.
I think I'll go down and have a look at some of their records tomorrow.
You won't find anything.
Maybe not. Now then, Sonny, I'm going to make a peculiar request of you.
Yes.
Are you any sort of an actress?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, could you pretend to be more than a little fond of me?
I don't understand.
Well, you don't have to. But for the next 2 weeks, I want you to show a lot of interest in me when we're around people. I want us to be seen together. I want you happy and smiling. I want you to be very much in love.
Oh, I don't know.
You'll try?
It's important.
Very important. Will you?
Yes. Except in the presence of Phil.
Except Phil?
Yes, it would hurt him, and I couldn't bear that.
All right. I'll take care of that. Naturally, you'd be reserved around him, but there's no reason why I can't show my affection.
Oh, but that would hurt him, too.
Well, it's only for 2 weeks. After that, you can explain to him that there was nothing behind it.
Well, all right, I'll try.
Good. Now then...
Phone?
I'll get it. Probably Leslie.
The attorney?
Yes, wondering if I got home all right. Hello? Phil, why aren't you asleep? What? You want me to come to the hospital at this time of night? What? Oh, yes, yes, of course, if it's important. Oh, I see. Well, hold the wire for just a minute. It's Phil at the hospital. He wants me to come right over.
How far is the hospital?
Just 2 blocks across the park.
All right, tell him you have company and you'll have to bring us along.
Oh, but I...
Go ahead, tell him. See what he says anyway.
Hello, Phil. Listen, dear, I have company. And if I come, I'll have to bring them along. Oh, no, it's no one you know, but I'd like to have you know them. All right, we'll come right away. Bye.
What'd he say?
He said it was all right.
All right, go get something on.
Just slip on a fur coat. It isn't far.
Jack.
Well,
what the heck are you taking us all over to the hospital for?
One reason, I don't want to leave Sonny alone. The other, I want to meet all of Sonny's acquaintances as fast as possible. This is a good chance to meet Phil.
Jack, what's this business about making love to Sonny? Yeah, that there's my department.
Not this time it isn't.
Oh, I get it. When a really pretty girl comes along, me and Reggie's supposed to take a back seat.
Well, it's all right with me. No women, no trouble.
Well, it ain't all right of me.
I am ready.
Well, come on, let's go.
I had Phil put in this hospital because it was so near here. Oh, I must remember to give you all keys to the front door when we get back.
Yes, we may need them. Now, which way?
Well, here we can cross the street and right through the park. That's the hospital over there with the lights in the windows.
Top's lost in the fog.
Yes. Another hour or two and the fog will settle down on us like a blanket.
Park's not too well lighted.
Oh, I know the way. Here, this path is your shortcut.
Well, Sonny and I will lead. Reggie, you and Doc fall in behind.
I don't.
Oh, well, I just thought of something.
Hmm?
I should know something about you three. Phil will be sure to ask me.
All right. Well, we're aviators. We're in San Diego now waiting for a plane to be put in condition for us.
What, is that true?
Yes. Yes, I'll give him the name of the plant if he seems curious. If he wants to know any more, let me do the talking.
This is all so curious. I met you less than 3 hours ago. And here you are closer to me than...
Hey, that was a gunshot.
I know what the bullet knocked my hand
off. No.
Doc, Reggie, go after him that way.
But, Jack...
Don't argue. I'm taking Sonny to the hospital.
Righto.
That gun, two tails, sticky cat.
Oh, you see? It's begun already.
Stop talking. Come on, run.
But you mustn't... I can't let you...
You can't stop me. Here, across the street.
If you're killed...
Save your breath. Now up the steps. Get inside him. Yeah, now we're all right. Yeah, which way's the elevator?
It's that way.
Come on. Oh, here, stop there.
I can't stand anymore.
What floor is Phil on?
Fourth floor.
All right. Get in the elevator. Fourth floor, please. You all right now?
Yes.
Good.
What about Doc and Reggie?
They can take care of themselves. Out with you. And which way?
The room right down at the end of the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say anything about the shooting to Phil.
Well, why not?
I haven't told him about it. About any of the tragedies. It might upset him to know all that's been going on.
All right. That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just walk right in.
Is that you, nurse?
No, Phil, darling, it's me. Sonny.
Sonny? What the deuce are you doing here at this time of night?
But Phil...
Who's this fellow?
This is Jack Packard, Phil. Phil Terry, Jack.
How do you do, Terry?
He's the one I said was with me when you called.
When I called? What are you talking about?
But, Phil, you did call. I talked to you.
You're crazy. I haven't called anybody tonight.
But your voice...
I said I haven't called anybody tonight.
Then you must have been mistaken, dear.
Dear? Who are you calling dear?
Why, Sonny. I'm very fond of her.
Oh, you are? Well, I'll have you know Sonny belongs to me. To me, do you hear?
Oh, Phil, don't get so angry.
Trying to steal my girl, are you? Just because I'm a cripple?
I'm sorry, Terry.
Well, did you ever hear of the Richard curse?
Phil!
Well, it got me. It got me, see? And it'll get you just the same way.
Phil, please!
And if the curse doesn't, I will.
All I gotta say, Sonny, that was one bang-up meal.
Oh, righto.
Thank you, Doc and Reggie.
You bet you. If you keep putting up meals like this, why, you're liable to have us on your hands for a long time to come. How about that, Mr. Marks?
Yes, the old Negro lady out in the kitchen knows how to cook. I've eaten many of her meals through the years.
You have, haven't you, Leslie? Ever since I was a little girl.
For almost 20 years.
You were in the confidence of Sonny's father all that time, Marks?
Both as his attorney and his friend.
I see. Oh, by the way, what's become of Arthur?
Here I am, over here.
Oh, well, why pick a dark corner? Come on over and join the conversation.
What's there to talk about?
Oh, come on, Arthur. Be a good sport.
Oh, all right. Things like this bore the pants off me.
You're an ungracious scamp, Arthur.
So what?
I asked Sonny to invite you especially tonight, Arthur.
Why?
Because I wanted to make your acquaintance.
Well, I didn't want to make your acquaintance.
Then why did you come?
Because Phil told me to.
Arthur, I don't think you're being the least bit nice.
So I ain't being nice.
No, you're not. What's getting the matter with you? You didn't used to be this way.
Well, I am now, see?
Yes, I do see. I don't think Phil, lying over there in the hospital, knows how you're changing.
Stop riding me, will
you? Arthur, you remember I offered you a job in my office right after your brother was hurt.
What about it?
The job's still open if you want it.
Nothing doing.
Don't you work at all?
Sometimes.
Doing what?
Whatever's handy.
I saw you the other evening with a girl.
Yeah?
I wonder if you realize the character, the reputation of that girl in this town.
Yeah. Sure I know.
Then I'm surprised you were seen on the street with her.
Oh, for crying out loud. Am I any better than she is?
I can assure you won't be for long if you continue in that kind of company.
Say, will you folks lay off of me? Who do you think you are, anyway?
But, Arthur, we all feel responsible for you. Now that you haven't Phil to help you.
I don't want any help. Just let me alone.
Hey, fella, you know what you sound to me like?
Yeah?
You sound to me like a young punk that needs a tar whaled out of.
And I suppose you're the guy that can do it, huh?
That's right, son. You ain't tough. You're just a kid that's trying to put on a front.
Is that so?
I say.
Doc, look out. He's got a gun.
Arthur, what are you doing?
So I ain't tough, huh?
Well, well. A real he-gun-toter, huh?
And I just as soon drill you as look at you.
Arthur!
Don't anybody move.
I'm a-moving, son. I'm a-moving right up on top of you.
Careful, Doc.
Careful nothing. Why, this little pasty-faced, four-flushing cat meat's afraid to shoot. Looky at him. Can't even look me in the eye.
Keep back. Keep back away from me.
Looky at him. Him a-pointing a gun right at me and giving ground.
Keep away. I warn you, keep away.
Just a minute, I'm going to have him backed into a corner where he can't back up no further. Then what you think's going to happen to him?
Look out, Doc.
No. No.
No, huh? What you mean, no? Now you know what I'm going to do?
I'll shoot. I'll shoot.
Well, go ahead and shoot. Oh,
stand back. Keep out of the way.
Get away from me.
Pull a gun no, on me, no, will you?
Yes. No. Oh.
Here's a gun. Catch it, Reggie.
Got it.
Now, get to your feet. Up with you.
Hadn't you better let him lie down? You gave him quite a jolt.
What's a little joke to a tough guy? Come on, come on. What you wobbling for? Stand up.
I'll get you for this. If it's the last thing I do, I'll get you for this.
Okay, okay. Save the threats. Now, sit down in that chair. Let that be a lesson to you.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, then I'll tell you. Don't you never, never pull a gun on a man unless you aim to shoot him dead.
I'll remember.
Now you better, son. Because folks just don't mess around with shooting arms.
Oh, Arthur, what made you do it? What made you?
I don't know. You got me mad.
But pulling a gun?
Where'd you get that gun?
I found it.
Let me see it, Reggie.
Okay.
It's an old thing. Wonder it didn't blow up in his hands.
That was a very brave thing you did, Mr. Long. Walking right up to the muzzle of a gun in the hands of an angry boy.
Shucks, I knowed he wouldn't shoot. Tell by the way his eyes kept going from side to side. All he wanted to do was escape.
Will everyone sit down, please? I've got something to say.
I want to get out of here.
You stay right where you are till I've finished. Sonny, darling?
Oh, yes?
My dear, will you come here and sit by me?
What's this?
What do you mean?
What impertinence leads you to call Sonny darling and your dear?
It isn't impertinence if Sonny doesn't mind, is it?
Sonny?
And you don't mind, do you, sweetheart?
No. No, of course not.
Sonny, are you mad?
But, Leslie, I'm in love.
In love?
Yes, that was one of the reasons for this party tonight, to announce our engagement.
Hey, Sonny, you gonna marry this guy?
Yes, I...
But what about Phil? What about my brother Phil lying up there in the hospital?
Sonny, you must be out of your head. Why, you haven't known this man more than 24 hours.
That's not true. We've been seeing each other quietly for the past 6 months.
But you can't do it. You can't do this to Phil.
Your brother already knows, Arthur.
He does?
Yes. We were over at the hospital last night.
What did he say?
He said the Richard curse would do to me what it had done to him.
Yeah. Yeah, and it will, too.
What do you have to say to that, Marks?
Yes. Yes, I think Arthur's right. You're challenging death when you announce your engagement to Sonny.
Oh, no, please.
Oh, please, darling. We decided the Richard curse was a lot of nonsense, so don't let their talk upset you.
You decided it was nonsense after all the men who have died?
That's what I said, nonsense. There's no curse. But there is something.
Oh, there is something.
Yes, we know that. We had a demonstration last night.
What was that?
Last night when I was taking Sonny over to the hospital. We were walking through the park when suddenly a bullet knocked my hat off.
Someone shot at you.
Are you surprised?
No. No, I can't say that I am.
I thought not.
What happened?
Well, Doc and Reggie searched the park. Tell them what you found, Reggie.
Crime. We found the gun that fired the shot.
Where was it?
We found it in the pocket of a man sitting on one of the benches in the park.
You mean you caught the murderer?
We don't know yet. He hasn't sobered up enough to talk sensibly. We've got him locked up in the basement downstairs until he comes to.
Yes, but how do you know it's the gun? You couldn't tell the caliber by the size of the hole in your hat.
That's true. But when we got the gun, the barrel was still warm. It smelled of burnt powder, and there was an empty shell in the chamber.
You're going to turn this man over to the police.
We'll talk to him first. He doesn't seem to me like a very good candidate.
Yes, but the gun in his pocket just after it'd been fired.
A man so drunk it takes him 12 to 14 hours to wake up would hardly be able to take a gun out of his pocket, let alone see where to fire it.
Naturally. That's my point. It wasn't attempted murder. It was the Richard curse at work.
That needs some explaining.
Well, don't you see? The curse doesn't breed murder. It breeds accidental death. The drunken man accidentally fired the gun and you were accidentally in the path of the bullet. That's how the curse always works.
You don't believe that, and you're stupid to try to make me think you do.
Yeah, but it's happened so often before. Sonny's father and mother killed in the plane accident. Phil injured in an auto accident. The young man killed by robbers.
I know all about them, and I still maintain that shot was fired with deliberate attempt to kill last night.
May I see the man you have locked in the basement?
No.
You can at least be civil.
No one sees or talks with him until we've had a chance at him.
Sonny... Surely you're not in love with this man.
Oh, but I am.
And if you really are, then you should send him to the other end of the world.
I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do. If you love him, then you can't want any harm to come to him.
Oh, no, no.
But you know harm will come to him if he stays close to you.
Marks, I think you've said enough.
She knows it's true. She knows it just as well as Arthur and I. Arthur... Where is Arthur?
He slipped out of the room. Doc's trailing him.
Why? Why did he go like that?
Let him alone. Doc will see he gets home all right.
Gets home all right?
Yes.
I don't understand what you mean. Why shouldn't he get home all right?
Sonny, I'm afraid this gathering tonight's been loaded with more dynamite than you realize.
You mean Arthur is in danger?
Everyone, with the exception of yourself, is in danger. Everyone who sat down at your dinner table tonight.
You mean me too? Mean I'm in danger?
You know, that's a funny thing about you, Marks. You've probably been more closely associated with Sonny here than anyone else.
Is that true?
Then why have you escaped the curse when so many others have been its victim?
Leslie.
Perhaps you're immune to curses?
Leslie, I never thought of that. Why have you escaped?
I don't know. I've been expecting it to happen for a long time.
You've been expecting to be struck down, and you've continued the association.
I'm a friend of the family. I'm Sonny's executor. I've got a job to do.
You could have turned it over to the courts.
I'm not exactly a coward.
I see.
But, Leslie, you mustn't. You mustn't take any more chances.
That's a very strange thing for you to say, Sonny.
What?
Ask me to give up a job put in my hands by your dead father, when you're willing to let Jack Packard here, the man you love, stay by your side.
The phone.
I'll take that.
But Jack,
I've got it there. Hello? Oh, Doc. What's that? I see. All right. All right, we'll be ready. Okay.
Jack, what is it?
Arthur's just been hit by an automobile.
What's that?
You see? There's no end to it. There's no end to it until I'm dead.
I just got a report on the boy, Jack.
Well?
A fractured left arm and an assortment of bumps and bruises.
Not serious, Sam, huh?
No, not a bit of it. The doctor's putting the arm in a cast, and nature will take care of the rest.
Boy, that's gonna relieve Sonny's mind. Is she up in the bedroom with
him? Yes, both Sonny and that attorney chap, Marks.
Doc, close the door,
will you? Huh? Oh, sure.
Bit of a conference?
Yes, well, we have the library to ourselves.
And about time. We ain't had a minute to ourselves since we got on this business.
Well, first, Doc, tell us what happened to the boy.
Well, it ain't much to tell. You remember we was all sitting in here gabbing after Arthur pulled a gun on me and I bopped him. Well, when he thought nobody was looking, he sneaked out. And you give me the nod to follow him.
Yeah.
Well, I did. He seemed awful skittish all the way down the street. Then suddenly an automobile come around the corner and threw its headlights right smack on me, and he saw me. Well, he jumped like he was shot in the pants with a box of tacks and started running across the street, and the car smacked him.
Did the car stop?
Yeah, a cop was standing on the corner, and he come over and said that it wasn't the driver's fault. But, well, the fella was scared silly. He insisted on bringing Arthur back to the house.
No chance of it being anything but an accident?
Not a chance.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting at?
Well, in all these tragedies which have happened to people associated with Sonny, I'm trying to separate those which couldn't have been anything but accidents and those which might have been murder or attempted murder.
Hey, you think murder's mixed up in this?
I'll bet money there is.
Well, what you know? Well, go on, talk some more.
Well, as nearly as we can find out, the Richard curse began to work about a year ago with the death of Sonny's mother and father.
Yes, but they were killed when Sonny crashed her airplane.
Yes, that looks like they were killed accidentally.
What you mean, looks like?
Well, if someone had wanted them dead, what would be simpler than to tamper with the plane?
Oh, but look here, then that would indicate whoever did it wanted Sonny dead, too. I mean, she was flying the plane, and it's a miracle she wasn't killed, too.
Well, why not?
Then you think that plane crash was deliberate murder?
I'm putting a question mark after that. Now, the next tragedy was Phil Terry's auto accident.
Well, that looks like just plain accident to me.
Yes, it does to me, too. His car might have been tampered with, and I see how it could have been fixed to get out of control at a certain point in the road so it would go over a cliff.
Pretty far-fetched.
Yes, so we'll have to put Phil's crash down as accident. And next comes Sonny's boyfriend, Roger.
Yeah, shot to death by robbers.
Right in front of his house.
Does that mean anything?
I don't know. But we do know that it was murder, pure and simple.
But in a way, it was an accident. I mean, maybe if he hadn't tried to fight him off, he wouldn't have got shot.
On the other hand, why couldn't he have been deliberately murdered and then his money taken to make it look like a holdup?
Yes, but who would do it? And what for?
The same one who might have tampered with Sonny's plane. Motive? We don't know yet.
Well, Jack, you're beginning to make it look like there's a mighty smelly polecat hanging around in the background somewhere.
Only theory, of course. But we put murder down after the name of Roger.
Well, who's next on the list?
Well, next was the old gentleman, Franklin Skinner, friend of Sonny's father, who visited her from time to time. He fell down the front steps of this house and died of the injury.
Accident.
Or could he possibly have been pushed down those steps?
I say. Well, you ask it. Can you answer it?
No. No, a question mark goes down after his name.
Fine. Bear looking into, all right.
And now Freddy, the fellow who shot himself to death in his own bathroom.
Suicide.
I wonder.
You wonder what?
Well, if it wouldn't be the first time that murder's been made to look like suicide.
But if the police are satisfied, Jack...
We don't know that they are. That's where you and Doc come in.
Well, how you mean?
Tomorrow morning, Doc, I want you to go down to the police station and talk to every man on the force who had anything to do with the investigation of these cases.
Right from the plane accident on down?
Right straight through the whole series.
Well, ain't the boys in blue gonna think I'm kinda nosy?
Oh, not if you work it right. I've still got my credentials given us when we did that job for the insurance company.
Oh, I'm an insurance investigator.
Why not?
Well, it suits me.
You, Reggie?
Yes?
Go out and talk to the employees at the airport where Sonny crashed.
Right on.
And find out from Sonny where Phil lived before he was hurt and get all the personal information you can from people he used to know.
Well, that'll take time.
Okay, if you get stuck, don't waste time. And go and see Franklin Skinner's family. Find out what his relationship was to the Richards family.
Quite.
Now, while everyone's occupied upstairs with Arthur, let's go down to the basement and see how our drunk's coming along.
I say, the chappie who took a shot at you in the park last night.
Well, at least the man was left holding the gun that fired the shot.
Yeah, let's go.
Through the back of the house is quicker.
Out by way of the kitchen?
No, there's a door off this hall down to the basement. Now, here, I think this is it.
Oh, no, this is only closet.
Oh, wait a minute. Put on the light.
Huh? What for?
There. Have a look at that.
Jack, a sawed-off shotgun.
A sawed-off shotgun?
Keep your voice down, Jack. Come on, close the door and get out of here.
But ain't we going to have a look at it?
Not now. We might get caught. I don't want anyone to know we've seen it. Doc, can you lock this door?
Yeah, easy.
Then work on it. Make it snappy.
Yeah. Just a second. But a sawed-off shotgun, Jack. No one uses those bloody things but gangsters.
Interesting, isn't it?
What's going on in this house, do you suppose?
All right, come in, Doc.
It's coming. Ah, there she is. What'd you want it locked up for?
I don't want that gun moved until I've had a chance to examine it. I'll come down later tonight and the house is clamped.
Uh-huh.
Well, this next door must be the basement.
Yeah, this is her.
Now, wait till I turn on the light. All right, pull the door to and come on. Not so much noise, Doc.
Yeah.
Here, this way.
It's that door on the right.
Mm-hmm. I left the key in the door. I get the light.
Righto.
Yeah. Well, this is what I call a lousy can.
Oh, so you've come too, huh?
Oh, what did I do to get thrown in the jug?
This isn't a jail.
No?
No.
Oh, what is it then?
The basement of a house.
Well, what's the idea?
Are you sober?
Yeah, I guess I must be. I feel rotten.
You got our sympathy, fella.
Yeah? You got a smoke?
Yeah, here you are.
Yeah. Got a match?
Yep. Hey, you got as fine a case of the shakes as I about ever saw.
Yeah. I need a drink.
Yeah, that's too bad.
What's your name?
Fish Evans.
Fish Evans, huh? How much do you remember what happened last night?
Before or after?
Before or after?
Before I got stinko or...
Well, both. Where'd you take on the load?
Down at Ed's place.
Saloon?
Yeah.
You are known down there?
Sure. Everybody knows Fish Evans down at Ed's.
Mm-hmm. And after you left Ed's?
Well, I remember thinking some fresh air would do me good, so I went up to the park.
What else do you remember?
Was there anything else?
I'm asking you.
There was. I don't remember it.
How long have you been carrying a gun?
What you talking about?
I asked you how long you've been carrying a gun.
I never had a gun in my life.
That's funny.
It don't make me laugh.
I mean, we found a gun on you.
That's a lie.
No, we found it on you less than 5 minutes after someone took a shot at me in the park.
Oh, say, I must still be drunk.
And what's more, the barrel of the gun was still warm. It smelled of powder smoke, and there was an empty shell in the chamber.
Oh, so that's it.
What do you mean?
Trying to pin a rap on me, huh?
No, we're telling you the truth.
Are you Dix?
No.
Well, then who are you?
I'm the guy that was shot at.
Wait a minute.
Well?
I'm kind of beginning to remember something.
Well, it's about time.
Seems like I was sitting on a bench in the park.
Yes?
Yeah. I was sitting on a bench and somebody come running up to me and stopped where I was sitting.
What did he do?
He kind of stopped and pawed me over for a minute and then he beat it off into the dark. I thought I dreamed it.
Well, could he have put a gun in your pocket?
There wasn't nothing to stop him.
Can you describe him?
Well, there was three of him.
What's that?
Three of them. Maybe I didn't even have my eyes open. How do I know?
Yeah, you're a great help.
Looky, Jack, how about him making up all this just to give himself an alibi?
Well, your guess is as good as mine.
But you're sure someone came up and planted the gun on you?
Mister, I ain't sure of nothing except my tongue's hanging out a foot.
If we turn you loose, where do you intend to go?
I tail it for Ed's place.
We can find you there if we want you?
That's right.
All right, come on.
I say, Jack, you're not going to turn him loose.
That's right. Come on.
There's an outside door to the basement.
Yes, I know.
Don't ever get on the liquor, boys. It'll get you.
Thanks for the tip.
Here we are.
Hey, listen. Sounds like a fire somewhere.
Must be a big one. Well, there you are, Evans. You're free.
How about 4 bits for a taxi, so I can get to Ed's quicker?
Oh, look here. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Look me up sometime, huh?
You sure enough think that was smart, letting him go, Jack?
I hope so. Give him a few seconds more, and then you go after him.
Oh, I get it. Tail him and see what contacts he makes.
That's it. If he was telling the truth, we'll soon know it. If he goes directly to Ed's place...
Jack! Fella, that was gun shooting.
Come on, quick!
It had to be a gun.
This way. This way.
There. There on the sidewalk. Somebody's sure laying down.
Right under the streetlight. There. Turn him over.
Yeah. It's our man. It's Evans. Man, oh man. What could have killed him like that?
I'll tell you. A sawed-off shotgun. Up close.
Sawed-off? Hey, Jack.
You don't have to tell me. There's a sawed-off shotgun in Sonny Richards' house.
We're ahead of the others, Phil.
So I see.
Yes, I can understand why you might want to see me and your brother Arthur. But why Jack, Doc, and Reggie?
Never mind why, Sonny. I just do.
But you're not strong.
Will you cut that kind of talk? I know I'm an invalid. You don't need to rub it in.
I'm sorry. And another thing, Phil, I don't think Arthur will be here.
He'd better be here.
But there's something I haven't told you.
I sent word for the kid to be here. Did you tell him?
Oh, yes, of course, but he...
Then he'll be here. You got them three fellas living at your house, I hear.
You mean Jack, Doc, and Reggie?
Who else?
Well, yes, I told you they were staying at the house.
It's kind of funny, them moving in on you like that.
Well, I'm glad you can talk about it sensibly, Phil. I'd have told you all about it the other night, only... Well, you got so angry with Jack.
You're in love with him, sure enough.
Yes, Phil, I am.
You gonna marry him?
I'm sorry, Phil.
You are, huh?
Yes.
You don't care how you spill blood, do you?
Oh, Phil, how could
you? That's fact, ain't it? You're laying this Packard Romeo wide open for the curse. You're giving him the works.
Phil, that's not fair. I've got a right to be happy.
Yeah. And I got a right to be walking around on 2 sound, healthy legs. But I'm not. I'm laying here in bed. I'm gonna be laying here from now on.
And all because of the Richard curse.
And all I hope for your Jack Packard is that he goes out quick. Wouldn't wish what I got on nobody.
Phil.
Forget it. They're coming.
I don't hear them.
I got ears. They're coming.
Come in.
Go ahead. Up
a
wheelchair.
Wheelchair?
Hello, Sonny.
Oh, how are you, Phil?
What's this about a wheelchair?
Arthur insisted on coming over, so we put him in a wheelchair.
Arthur?
There we are. Didn't bump you very much.
Hello, Phil.
Hey, punk. What's the matter with you?
Nothing but a busted arm.
But you shouldn't have come. The doctor said...
Nuts.
Now, wait a minute. What's going on here? How'd you get a broken arm?
I was going to tell you, Phil.
I don't want you to tell me. I want to hear the kid's story.
I tried to cross the street. Car come around the corner and smacked me.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Arthur, son, why don't you tell him everything?
That is everything.
No, fella, that ain't everything by a whale of a lot.
Well, then suppose you spill it.
Sure. Last night, Sonny here had that attorney fella Marks and Arthur to dinner with us three. After dinner, your little brother got nasty and pulled a gun on me.
What's that?
Sure. I had to smack him down and take it away from him.
You blasted little fool.
So what?
What were you doing with a gun? Wheel him over here beside the bed.
Right.
Phil.
Answer me, kid. What were you doing with a gun?
I found it. Oh, Phil.
What were you doing with a gun?
I found it.
Oh, no, Phil.
I wouldn't take that from nobody else, Phil.
He ain't feeling so good, feller. I wouldn't hit him no more.
You and I'll settle this between ourselves, punk.
Yeah, well, to go on with what I was saying. After our little fracas, Arthur here slipped out of the house and I tailed him. He caught sight of me down the block and tried to dodge across the street. And that's when he got smacked.
Why'd you follow him?
Well, see, he got homesick.
Didn't do a very good job of it. If you're through with Arthur, I'd like to ask a question. All right, Packard. You asked for us all to gather in your room here. Why? I hear a man was shot out in front of Sonny's house last night.
You heard?
Sure. Right across the park from the hospital. How could I help hearing? Everybody was talking about it over here.
It interests you?
Sure. Why?
It sounds like the Richard Curse got another victim.
No, no, that's not true.
And being a victim of the curse myself, I got a fellow feeling for the other victims.
I see.
Who was he?
He said his name was Fish Evans. Ever hear of him?
No.
He was a bum. But more important, he was found out in the park with the gun that almost shot my head off the night before last.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes, we thought so. He was drunk, so we held him until he sobered up, got his story, and turned him loose. He only got as far as the sidewalk when somebody got him with a sawed-off shotgun.
Hold up, huh?
Hold up, men don't use sawed-off shotguns. And speaking of shotguns, less than half an hour before Evans was killed, we found a sawed-off shotgun in the hall closet over at Sonny's house.
Jack, you what?
That's right. And after the shooting, we went looking for the gun, and it was gone.
What are you getting at?
Well, Arthur here brought one gun into the house that we know of. We're wondering if maybe he didn't bring the shotgun in, too.
Hey, what you trying to do, tie a murder on me?
Is that what you're trying to do, Packard? Tie a murder on a kid?
No. I'm just asking.
Arthur.
Well?
Did you have that shotgun?
Would you believe me if I said I didn't?
You say you didn't, and that's good enough for me.
You know I didn't.
If you say so.
I say so.
Well, even if he did, he couldn't have killed that Evans man, because he was upstairs in bed with a broken arm.
But he was up there alone. The doctor had gone, and you and Marks had come downstairs.
Leslie Marks was there?
Yes.
What about his alibi?
He says he was in the library.
Alone?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you, Sonny?
In the kitchen, fixing some medicine the doctor had given me for Arthur.
That Leslie Marks is too smart for his own good.
We've thought about that.
You're mad to think Leslie would do a thing like that.
What about these three mugs, Phil?
Arthur, is that nice?
Yeah, what about you three? You were the last to see Evans alive. You admit you had access to a shotgun.
You'll just have to take our word for it that we didn't kill Evans.
How about the police? Are they willing to take your word for it?
Well, they heard our story.
If I was the police, I'd think this whole setup looked mighty funny.
They didn't indicate they thought it was funny.
They give you a clean slate?
No. No, we're under suspicion like everyone else. But they haven't any evidence to give them reason to lock us up.
They might get it yet.
They might. If there was any to get.
Please, Phil, you're looking awfully tired. You better go to sleep and let us go back across the park to my house.
What's the hurry?
Well, you're tired and Arthur shouldn't be up with that broken arm.
I'm doing all right.
I'm not through yet.
If I say, old chappy, you do look a bit ill.
Keep your sympathy to yourself.
Look here, I didn't mean...
I know what you mean. Drop it.
Quiet.
Packard.
Yeah?
Sonny tells me you're announcing your engagement.
That's right.
You're a pretty brave man.
I don't think so.
I was engaged to Sonny. Look at me.
I think it's pretty rotten of you to keep throwing that up in Sonny's face, no matter what condition you're
Please,
in.
Please, Jack.
And I've got just this to say before we drop the subject. In the first place, I don't believe in curses. Second, Sonny's worth any trouble she might bring along with her. All I want is Sonny. I'll take my chances on the rest.
I get it.
Then let's drop it.
First, I want to apologize.
Hmm? What about?
What I said the other night.
I don't recall.
I said, if the Richard Curse doesn't get you, that I would.
That? Yeah, you were excited, upset.
Yeah, I was upset. It was a fool thing to say. Why should I lie here worrying about how to get even with you when the curse will take care of all that?
Yeah, and it will, too.
You keep out of this, punk.
Just like it got you, Phil.
I told you to shut up.
Sure.
Just as soon as that arm's well, you're coming over here and take what's coming to you for packing a gun, you understand?
I'm not a kid anymore.
I say you are. If I ever hear of you with a rod again, I'll call in a couple of cops and let them sweat you from now on. Now then, take him out of here. I've had all I...
This is the room. Come on, boys.
Hey, what is this, an invasion?
What do you three policemen want?
Well, take it easy, Mr. Terry. We won't be bothering you for long.
This is a private room.
Sure. Me and my two boys here got a job to do.
What sort of a job?
Orders from headquarters to pick up these three men.
Oh, look here.
Which one of you is Jack Packard?
Oh, I am.
Doc Long?
That's me, pal.
And Reggie York.
Right.
They want you down at headquarters.
Now, what do you suppose they want us down there for?
The Fish Evans murder.
That's nonsense. We've been with the police most of the day telling our story.
It seems like they don't like your story down at headquarters.
Well, it sure took them a long time to make up their minds.
Phantom, Sweeney.
We're not carrying any weapons.
Don't tell us. Let us find out for ourselves.
I say, a Bobby with a sense of humor.
What'd you call me?
Oh, take it easy. Bobby's Johnny Bull for cop.
But you're going to lock them up?
None of them's healed, Sarge.
Is that what you're going to do? Lock them up?
Not for long, Sonny. Don't worry.
That's what you think. All right, come along with you.
Oh, Jack, I don't think we got no reason to go down to no police station.
We can give you a reason if you want it that way.
Forget it, Doc.
You mean we're just going to march along?
Yes.
I ain't hit a policeman and I don't know how long.
Look, you feel something hard and cold in your back?
Yeah.
It's a cannon, and it shoots.
Well, don't jab so hard. I'm ticklish.
Take him out, boys.
Just a minute, Sergeant.
Yes, Mr. Terry.
I want to say something to Packard.
Say it.
Packard, you recall what I said about relaxing and letting the Richard curse take care of you?
I do.
Well, I'm beginning to relax.
If you've got anything to say to me, say it.
I am saying it. Be rather funny if the Richard curse should take you three boys to the gas chamber up in San Quentin, wouldn't it?
Phil, you don't mean that.
Destroying three of you at one blow. That'd be some kind of record. Even for the Richard curse.
Cross the lobby with you. One bad move, you're all washed up.
Taking us down to the jailhouse, huh?
That's right.
I don't mind saying I jolly well don't like that gun pressed against my side.
You'll like it a lot less if it goes off.
Oh, that's a sweet thought.
Hold it. Open the door, Packard.
Right.
Lead the way, Sweeney.
Come along, you. Down the steps with you.
Now then, across the street.
I don't see any police car.
Car's across the park.
You mean in front of Sonny's house?
Yeah. We stopped there for you, found out you'd gone over to the hospital. Now then, through the park.
First time I've had a chance of taking an errand with an escort for a long time now. How much you get for acting as a fella's bodyguard, Sweeney?
You talk too much for your own good.
No. But honest, feller, do you like being a policeman?
I do that. When I get a chance to pick up such as you.
Oh, now, I ain't such a bad fella. You might even get to like me if you knowed me.
I have my own opinion on that. Keep marching.
Sure. What's the matter with your copper, Reggie? Ain't heard a word out of him.
He hasn't said anything. I think he's got laryngitis.
Yeah? Well, what makes you think that?
Well, he's got a woolen cloth about his neck, and he smells violently of turpentine and cough medicine.
Laryngitis, huh?
Crying. I've been telling him he should be home in bed, but the blighter doesn't appreciate my sympathy. Ouch, I say.
What's the matter?
Apparently doesn't appreciate my humor either. Keeps jabbing that valley gun in my ribs.
All right. This is it.
You mean this car under the streetlights?
That's right. Open the back door, Sweeney.
But this isn't a police car.
You don't say.
Look here, there's something phony about this.
You mean these birds ain't policemen?
Get into that back seat.
What about it, Jack?
Yes, get in.
But if this is a frame-up...
Get in.
Follow him in, Sweeney.
Sure. Here, you sit in the middle. I'll take the outside.
Suits me.
Now you, Limey.
Jack, if this is...
Get in, Reggie.
Quiet.
Follow him in, Burke.
Well, anyway, Reggie, you and me get to ride next to each other.
Is that important?
Well, anyway, I like backseat riding best myself. All snug as four doggone bugs in a rug.
All right, Packard, in the front seat.
Suits me.
Keep your other gun on him while I get under the wheel, Sweeney.
He's covered right up to his eyes.
I take it we're going for a nice long ride.
Take it or leave it alone.
You know, Jack, if these three hombres sure enough ain't cops, it looks to me like we got a mighty interesting ride ahead of us.
Looks like it, all right.
Keep the gun on him, Sweeney, until I get the car underway.
It's as good as done.
Hey, ask him up there if he's a good driver, Jack.
Well, here we go.
Smooth running, Bus.
All right, Sweeney, I'll take care of Packard up front here.
He's your boy.
Whew! Your feller does smell of turpentine, don't he, Reg? Mm. He's smelling up the whole car.
If I'm not mistaken, this road takes us out toward the desert.
You ain't mistaken, mister.
I thought so. Three bodies buried in the sand out there probably would never be discovered.
Jack, don't talk like that.
What's that?
Well, that's something I don't ever want to be. the undiscovered car.
That Texas boy's just full of bad jokes, ain't he?
Doc? No, don't mind him. He's worse than a leaky faucet.
Yeah.
You boys look to me like part of a pretty well-organized gang.
We're doing all right.
You wouldn't by any chance know a man by the name of Leslie Marks, would you?
Who?
Leslie Marks, attorney.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah,
I'm not surprised. Looks like a pretty smart operator. Should think he'd make a great mouthpiece for a gang.
I'll tell the boss.
He wouldn't be boss by any chance, would he?
What do you mean?
Marks. He wouldn't be the big gang boss in these parts, would he? Got a great front for it.
You're nuts.
Well, there's no harm in asking.
Can't think of any.
But what's your racket? This doesn't seem to me any sort of a town for an organized gang.
You got me, buddy.
You mean you don't know?
I don't know nothing.
I see. Of course, you're close to the Mexican border. I suppose there's money in smuggling, and then this is a seaport.
Keep talking. It's only your breath you're wasting.
Uh-huh.
How are we coming, Jack?
We're getting out into the great open spaces.
Are, huh?
I say, how about opening some of the windows? I'm getting bloody sick of breathing turpentine fumes.
Leave the windows like they are.
Oh, spoiling my whole ride.
Reggie, I bet you if we was to touch a match to your bodyguard, he'd burn like an oil well.
Or you could attach a pipeline to him and furnish Southern California with natural gas. Ouch, I say, old man, I'm getting bally well fed up with you jabbing me with that brute of a gun.
Yeah, Burke ain't a man to take a joke kindly. At least, why, it's not when it's on himself.
Yes, I'm beginning to notice that.
We're really out in the desert now. Haven't seen a building along the highway for the past 5 minutes.
Passing any automobiles?
Not now.
There's a car on our tail, though.
What's that?
I don't know. Been there ever since we left town.
I'll take care of that.
Ooh-wee. Looky at us go.
Leaving it behind like it was standing still.
This car's got an engine in it, all right.
I say, the other car's out of sight already.
Doc, Reggie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I know.
Get ready for the worst.
What'd you say?
I told him to get ready for the worst.
What do you mean by that?
Keep on going like this and almost anything's liable to happen.
Such as what?
Such as this.
Hey, let go of that wheel, you! Look out, Doc, Reggie! Hey!
Oh, boy.
Doc, you all right?
Jack, did you honest and truly go for to wreck this car?
Yes, I yanked on the wheel.
Son, you had never ought to do that. Well, this here's the way folks get hurt. You see Reggie?
Huh? What do you mean? Isn't he back there with you?
Feller, when this bus done its first flip-flap, Reggie zoomed out of here like he shot from a cannon.
Well, let's get out of here and find him.
I reckon I'm gonna need some help. What about these other guys?
Well, they'll have to look out for themselves now. Car's over inside. Can't you climb out through the back door?
Nope. Door's jammed.
Uh-huh. Well, climb over in the front seat and I'll give you a hand.
Okay, there. I stepped right in the middle of a driver.
He didn't notice it.
Yeah, sleeping like a baby.
Be careful of that broken glass. Now, up with you.
Yeah. There we are. Hey, Jack. Huh? There's the headlights of that car that was following us over yonder in the highway.
Oh, never mind that. Find Reggie.
Yeah, he should ought to be over this way.
Is that you over there, Jack?
Hey, Jack, it's Sonny.
Sonny, what are you doing out here?
Jack, what happened?
Asked you what you were doing out here.
I followed you. The minute those three policemen took you boys out of Phil's room, I followed. I thought they were going to take you to the police station.
Well, they weren't policemen.
They weren't? Jack, what are you looking for?
Reggie.
Oh, why, is he hurt?
I'll tell you better when we find him.
Hey, Jack! Hey, here he is!
Well, come on.
Oh, you see? You see the horrible things that are happening to you already from associating with me?
Well, that's stupid.
Here, this way, Jack.
How is he, Doc? Can you tell?
Well, he's knocked out all right, but he lit in these here bushes. I don't think there's nothing broken.
Oh, I hope not.
Here, let me see.
What the heck you doing out here, Sonny?
I trailed you. Who were those men if they weren't policemen?
Gun-toting gangsters. How's he doing, Jack?
Just stunned. He'll be around in a minute.
Are you sure?
Certainly I'm sure. All I have to say, Sonny, is that the Richard curse is a pretty impotent curse to let us get away like this.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, look at the material it had to work with. Three gunmen with murder in their hearts, one of the best auto wrecks of the year. A really potent curse would have had us dead and buried by this time.
Yeah, and look at us. Just one of us with a little old bump on his head.
Well, you mustn't say that. You mustn't challenge fate like that.
Baloney. Come on. Let's have a look at the boys in the car.
All right, to leave Reggie there?
Yes, give him a few minutes to come around.
But who are these gunmen?
Your guess is as good as ours. Doc, I'm going to crawl back in the car and hand the bodies out to you.
Okay.
Good thing we didn't catch fire.
I still don't understand why gunmen wanted you three.
Well, won't you let us worry about that, honey? Are you inside all right, fella?
Yeah. Here comes the driver.
Okay.
Careful with it. He's got some broken bones.
Got him. A meaty guy for his size. Now, lay there for a minute.
He's not dead.
No, ma'am. Just chewed up a little.
Next.
Now, let him come. Which one's he?
Sweeney. Got him?
Yep. Come on, Sweeney, old kid. The trip ended up kind of different than you expected, didn't it? That's it. Lay down there beside your pal.
Can I do anything?
I don't reckon. These fellas is going to need the attention of an expert.
They're hurt seriously?
Well, they ain't been done no good.
Ready, Doc?
Well, this would be old Laryngitis himself, huh? Well, I got him. Gee, you fella. Now that you're unconscious, you're exuding turpentine worse than when you was kicking.
Yeah, I'm glad that's over.
But what do we do now?
Load our cargo into your car and get him to a hospital.
And that's a job of toting. I wish Reggie had come, too, so he could give us a hand.
Well, hadn't we ought to hurry if there
ain't any... All right. Stick up your hands, all of you.
What's that?
Hey, Jack, we got visitors.
You heard me. Not a move out of any one of you.
Guns and everything. Now, what you suppose this is for?
But there must be some mistake.
Keep out of this, sister.
What's the idea?
We came out here tonight to bury you mugs. And burying's what you're going to get.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.
And tune in next week for part two and the conclusion of our story, on the RTC Weekly Download. That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.